light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person, 10 of his sins are forgiven and his rank is elevated 10 times. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad al-Nurin min Nurillah. Marhaba, khush amdeed, welcome to one and all to another wonderful, lovely and exciting episode in silsila of this wonderful series known as The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, you are watching Madani Channel English. Today, inshallah, azawajal, in this beautiful episode in silsila, we will be discussing one of the greatest awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the greatest wali of his time, subhanallah, Sultanul Hind, Atai Rasul, Gharib Nawaz, Khaja-e Khajagan, Khaja Gharib Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah, that personality who, alhamdulillah, made millions and millions of people accept Islam. That personality, alhamdulillah, who showed his miracles, that personality who brought the teachings of Allah and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hind, subhanallah, that personality who, you know, changed the hearts and the lives of millions of people around the globe, mashallah, that personality who, alhamdulillah, is the reason why many of us are in the fold of Islam. Yes, Khaja Gharib Nawaz, Khaja Mu'inuddin Hassan Sanjari Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Everyone knows him as Gharib Nawaz, Atai Rasul, Khaja Khajagan, Subhanallah. So my request to one and all is please be with us till the end, inshallah. And inshallah, today we'll be discussing some beautiful aspects regarding his life. At the same time, what lessons can we learn from there and how can we implement it in our life, in our lifestyle, and how can we pass the message on to others? So without any further delay, make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We can make intentions that inshallah azza wa jal, in today's episode, when we are learning about this blessed and great personality, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will take some aspects from his beautiful lifestyle and implement it in our lives, in our lifestyle. We will inshallah act upon whatever we are learning today, and inshallah we will pass the message of the beloveds of Allah to one another and to many others as well, inshallah. These beautiful intentions you can make, the more the merrier, the more intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Islam has given us these beautiful personalities in the form of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, in the lifestyle of these personalities, there are many, 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 many lessons, many life lessons, many, you know, whatever, business lessons, many religious lessons, whatever the case is, alhamdulillah, we can take it from their lifestyle. And then inshallah, we will see how we can become better human beings, how we can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything is dependent upon the intention and the vision which a person has. For indeed, if you see something with a beautiful sight, then that thing will automatically become beautiful to you. And if you see something with detest, with hatred, that thing becomes hateful to you. So, you know the way we say, Jab nazare badal gaye, to nazare badal gaye. So alhamdulillah, if you look at everything with a positive mind, positive thinking, and you look at the lives of the awliya ikram, then there is so much you can grasp from their lives, from their lifestyle, some things which you can't even imagine, subhanallah. This is the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah azza wa jal, today we will be listening about this blessed personality and a very beautiful introduction I would first give that regarding Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, what is his name, what is his lineage, where was he born, and then inshallah we'll discuss more about this great personality. Subhanallah, it is mentioned in Iqtibasul Anwar that Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Mu'inuddin Hassan Sanjari Chishti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was born in 537 Hijri at a place called Sanjar, which is an area in Iran. The blessed name of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz is Hassan. He is in Ajibut Tarafain, that is, he is Hassani and Husayni Sayyid. Subhanallah. He has a number of titles, but his most famous titles is Mu'inuddin, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Sultanul Hind, Atai Rasul, and Warisun Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The respected father of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Sayyid Ghiyasuddin, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was amongst the rich chiefs of Sanjar. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was remarkably pious and gifted with miraculous powers. The Honorable Mother of Sayyida Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Bibi Mahnoor, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, was also a woman of excellent character who would remain occupied with worship and spiritual exercises most of the time. Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz lost his respected father at the early age of 15. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, inherited an orchard and a watermill which served as his means of livelihood. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would look after the orchard and water the trees himself. Subhanallah. So this was just a brief introduction regarding Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz. Who was he? What was his name? His beloved parents, alhamdulillah. Where was he born? When was he born? Alhamdulillah. And inshallah, you know, we will be discussing more about this great personality. But before this, we'll take a short break of listening to a beautiful kalam in the praise of this Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we will then inshallah carry on our topic. So be with us, stay with us inshallah after this beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
ہند کے مہاراجا یا غریب نواز ہند کے مہاراجا یا غریب نواز اجمیر بلاؤ خواجہ میرے خواجہ اجمیر پیا خواجہ پیا اور جلوہ بھی دکھا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا
اجمیر بلا جا
سے دنیا کی محبت کی مصیبت دور ہو دل سے دنیا کی محبت کی مصیبت دور ہو دے دو عشق مصطفیٰ خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا دے دو عشق مصطفیٰ خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا
اجمیر بلا جا خواجہ میرے خواجہ اجمیر
الفت میں جیوں تیری محبت میں مروں تیری الفت میں جیوں تیری محبت میں مروں ہو کرم ایسا شغا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا ہو کرم ایسا شغا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا شبیر کا صدقہ بلائے دور ہو شبر و شبیر کا صدقہ بلائے دور ہو اے میرے مشکل کشا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا اے میرے مشکل کشا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا
اجمیر بلا جا
مدینے میں میرا خاتمہ بالخیر ہو میٹھے مدینے میں میرا ہاتھ اٹھا کر کر دعا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا ہاتھ اٹھا کر کر دعا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا
ایک
ذرہ ہو عطا عطار کے ہو جائے گا ایک ذرہ ہو عطا عطار کے ہو جائے گا خواجہ گھر بھر کا بلا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا خواجہ گھر بھر کا بلا خواجہ پیا خواجہ پیا
صلی اللہ حبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ, ویلکم بیک. ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ان دی پریز آف سلطان الہند دتائے رسول خواجہ غریب نواز رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. ماشاء اللہ الحمد للہ. دعا مے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ میک اس دی ٹرو لورز آف دی اولیاء آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. مے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ انیبل اس ٹو فالو ان دی فوٹ اسٹیپس of these pious and noble predecessors. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, many of us must have heard this beautiful saying that نگاہ ولی میں وہ تاثیر دیکھی بدلتی ہزاروں کی تقدیر دیکھی. The sight and the glance of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that effect بدلتی ہزاروں کی تقدیر دیکھی. That with the blessings of that sight we have seen that many lives have been changed, and you know, subhanAllah, the entire world of the heart, everything changed just by the glance and the sight of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, so a very real example of this beautiful stanza and this beautiful couplet, that during the journey to India, when Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala passed by the area called Sabzwar, and presently this area is known as, it's called the province Khurasan Razvi in Iran. So Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz stayed in an orchard, and in the center of which there was a pond which had crystal clear water. And this was the orchard of the cruel ruler of Sabzwar. Means the king of Sabzwar, whoever was the ruler, he owned this this orchard. But he was very cruel, he was a very rough king. So he would come to this orchard, he would consume wine, and after being intoxicated, he would make lots of commotion and then he would leave. This was the habit of the ruler. So when Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala once was performing wudu from the pond which was in the middle of this orchard, the guards came and said that, Hazrat, the ruler is a very cruel person, he's a very wicked person. So it's better you go away from here. Otherwise he'll come and start shouting, maybe he want to punish you, he'll cause a big problem, he's not the right person. So if you can leave this place, it will be better. Allah, 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 Allah. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned, he said, Allah is my protector and helper. Allah, Allah, Allah is my protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my helper. Subhanallah. Whilst this was being discussed, the ruler, that wicked person, entered the orchard. And as soon as he entered, he saw that a Sufi, a mystic saint, is there by the pond, is making wudu. So he got angry. He went in a fit of rage and he wanted to charge towards Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Allah, Allah. But before he could do anything, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz looked towards this person. Allah, Allah. And just that one sight changed the entire heart, changed the whole world, changed the entire condition of this ruler, subhanallah. And this ruler couldn't bear the awe of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, the jalal of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, and he fell unconscious. Subhanallah. After some time, the servants took some water and they sprinkled it on the face of this ruler. And when the ruler woke up, subhanallah, he immediately fell at the feet of Sayyidina Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz and repented of all his sins, of all his corrupt beliefs. And subhanallah, and he took bayt on the hands of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. Not only that, this cruel person, with the blessings of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz's individual efforts, subhanallah, he returned all the wealth, all the money which he had accumulated wrongfully, from people, and he gave everything back to them, subhanallah. And then he stayed in the company of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, and after some time, when he gained lots of blessings from Sultanul Hind, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz then gave him his khilafat, and then he left this place. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, this is indeed a miracle of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. With that one nigah, with that one gaze, with that one sight, he changed the entire heart, the entire condition of that cruel person, and made him a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, if you look at it, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz reached that maqam. He reached that station. Alright, it didn't come to him in a second. Yes, he was born a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the practices he did, the actions he did throughout his life for him to reach that maqam, that station, subhanAllah, is something wonderful, is something beautiful. And Sultanul Hind, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz himself, used to complete 2 Qurans daily. 1 Quran a day, 1 Quran in the night. Allah, 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 Allah. In other words, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz did not say, I am Sultanul Hind, I am Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't need to recite the Holy Quran. No, Quran you must recite. I am already respected in the court of Allah. No, he left a message for everyone that to reach the high maqam, to reach a high stage, to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are some actions which you need to do. And never should you think that this is not for me, this is for someone else, I am too big, I am too great. No. We, unfortunately, the lovers of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, we say, Ya Khaja, we praise Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz. But Allah, 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 many of us, let alone reciting the Holy Quran, leave one Quran, leave one para, leave one page, many of us do not even know how to recite one word or one ayat of the Holy Quran. Then where is that love you are talking about? Where is that jazba you are talking about? Where is that, you know, chance you are proclaiming and saying, I am the lover of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, I am follower of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz? This, no, why are you not following in the footsteps of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz? Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz knew the Holy Quran, he recited the Holy Quran, he acted upon the Holy Quran, he performed nawafil, he performed his salah. It wasn't such that whole night he was awake and fajr time he was sleeping, whole night he was awake, the whole day he was doing whatever he wanted to do, whole night he was awake, in Ramadan he didn't fast, whole night he was awake, and he didn't pay attention towards the Shariat, no! Despite being on that level, on that stage, in that maqam, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz fulfilled every law of Sharia. Whether it was namaz, whether it was fasting, whether it was reciting Quran, whether it was, you know, doing ibadat, nafil ibadat, farz ibadat, whatever the case is, he made sure it was done completely. That message was left that, oh my followers, oh those that will come after me and you will read about my life, then when you know about my miracles, about my karamat, and you fall in love with me, you must also fall in love with the other actions which I did. I used to love reciting the Holy Quran. I used to love performing salah. I used to love performing fajr. I used to love performing nafil. This was my routine. This was my way of staying. So why don't you implement this in your life, in your lifestyle as well? This is a very big, you know, question mark which everyone needs to keep in front of ourselves. And we need to, you know, start pondering on this fact and start thinking that where are we? In which line do we fall? In which saf are we standing? Behind whom are we standing? Who are we following? What are we doing? Are we doing something right? Are we doing something wrong? These are all big, big question marks which everyone needs to ask himself. And the answer is by you. The answer is in your heart. If until today you are a Khwaja lover, but unfortunately you are far away from Shariat, you are far away from Deen, you are far away from the teachings of Allah and His beloved, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is the time where, you know, you need to change your life, you need to change your lifestyle, you need to change your thinking, you need to become a better person. So this is just one beautiful incident, and from there how many beautiful pearls we got to learn, alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, today we have a wonderful guest with us as well, Rana Abdul Qadir Sahab, and inshallah azawajal, he will be blessing us with few words of wisdom inshallah. But before that inshallah, we'll take a short break and listen to a few Madani pools, Madani flowers, Madani pearls inshallah. And after this short break inshallah, when we return, we will then be speaking to our guest of honor, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahab, all the way from Sufi Nagar, Durban inshallah. After this short break, Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's name is Hassan. He has many titles, but his famous and most renowned titles include Mu'inuddin, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Sultanul Hind, Warithun Nabi, and Atai Rasul. Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is Najibul Tarafain, meaning paternally and maternally a descendant of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Sayyid Mu'inuddin Hassan Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was born in 537 Hijri, corresponding to 1142 AD, in the locality of Sijistan. Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh traveled to seek knowledge at the age of 15. First, he memorized the Holy Quran. After that, he sought other sciences. Overall, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh stayed in Samarkand in Bukhara for about 5 years. Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh's routine was that he used to remain engaged in worshipping the Lord Azza wa Jal throughout the entire night. So much so that he would offer Fajr Salah with the same wuzu of Isha Salah. He was so fond of reciting the Holy Quran that he would completely recite the Holy Quran twice a day. He would keep reciting the Holy Quran during a journey too. Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh used to care about his neighbors a lot. He would ask about their health. If a neighbor had passed away, he would always accompany his funeral. On the occasion of the visit to Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahullahu Sharafun wa Ta'azima, the great leader of Silsila Aliya Chishtiya, Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, received the glad tidings from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that, O Mu'inuddin, you are the Mu'in, meaning the helper of our religion. We have granted you the Vilayat of India. Go to Ajmer, disbelief will be removed through your existence and Islam will flourish. Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi passed away on the 6th of Rajab al-Murajab 633 Hijri, corresponding to 16th of March 1236 AD at the time of Fajr. Sayyiduna Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi shrine is located in the famous city of India, Ajmer, in the province of Rajasthan. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mashallah, mashallah. In a few moments, a very beautiful and brief biography of Sultan al-Hind Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Alhamdulillah. And undoubtedly this is the life and the lifestyle of these great personalities, and we should try and follow the footsteps of these pious and beautiful personalities, inshallah. Amin ya rabbal alameen. Mashallah. Alhamdulillah, we are very beautifully blessed with our guest of honor, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, mashallah. And he will be sharing some very beautiful points with regards to our topic, which is the life of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz. And inshallah, a few incidents from his beautiful life and what lessons we can learn and how to implement those lessons in our life, in our lifestyle. People do speak about his life, about his lifestyles, you know, his miracles, his karamat, many incidents. But I feel, there's no use listening to a karamat or a miracle without taking out a lesson which you can implement in your life, in your lifestyle. So, Maulana Sahib, generally, whatever you want to share with regards to this great personality, regarding his life, regarding his lifestyle, miracles, karamat, anything, inshallah, from there we'll take a lesson or a few lessons and share it with our viewers and listeners, inshallah.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. In one of his irshadat, alhamdulillah, Khwaja Sahib, Allahi Ta'ala Ali, who is a scholar of Islam, a great wali of Allah, and a great muballigh of Islam, who has entered, alhamdulillah, approximately 9 million people into the folds of Islam. And he has said about as to what is the criteria of becoming a wali of Allah. He says that the friend of Allah is one who has these three qualities: generosity like the ocean, affection like the sun, and the quality of his hospitality is like the earth. I mean, these are some very profound words, subhanAllah. And he has truly encapsulated an ocean into a drop here. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. So we take Awliya Allah by face value on the basis of karamat, as Mu'asab has mentioned. But as the Awliya Allah themselves, they have said that al-istiqama fawq al-karama, that the steadfastness over the matters of deen is above and is more superior to the miracles. Miracles are just, alhamdulillah, a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them certain authority, certain powers through which they are able to perform certain unusual actions which are impossible for any other than those who are the awliya Allah, that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we regard that as the yardstick, which shouldn't be the case, but the yardstick should be the piety and should be the Islamic values that these awliya Allah, they bring about and change the life of millions of people, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, Munasa, very beautifully you touched this, that the karama, the miracles of the pious predecessors, the awliya ikram, it should be something, which we should implement in our lives, in our lifestyle, alhamdulillah. Munasib, earlier in the episode, I was discussing that many of us claim that, we are the lovers of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, we are the lovers of so-and-so, a buzurug. But unfortunately, this claim is just a claim. Basically, it's only when we listen to a karama, then we'll say, subhanAllah, we'll become overjoyed. But when it comes to times to follow the footsteps of these great personalities, then, we are always, right out of the line. We don't even want to go in the line. As I gave an example, that Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz used to recite at least 2 Qurans a day, complete Qurans. Used to perform Nawafil, perform his Fajr, his Isha, his Namaz, his all 5 times Salah. So what advice do you have for the people of today that, they're just following the Awliya-i-Kiram, but not following in their footsteps correctly? What advice would you give?
Actually, every claim needs to be substantiated. Like, for example, I will just give you an example, which I don't know if it fits. But let's say, for example, there is somebody, a family man, right? And he says, I love my family. But on the other hand, there is this claim on one side that I love my family. I'm all for them. But then when it comes to providing for his children, he is not there. Comes to paying his school fee, he is not there. Comes to when it comes to give them that moral support, he is not there. But he can claim day and night that, you know what, this is how much I love my family and so on and so forth. Similar is the state of a person who says that I love Khwaja Sahab, and he can go, you know, to the extent of professing his love for Khwaja Sahab, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But when it comes to following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that person is not seen following those sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Khwaja Sahab instructed us to follow. I mean, look at his anecdotes in Darul Arifin. Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullahi ta'ala, he used to narrate these accounts of Khwaja Sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala, teaching them the tafsir of Surah Fatiha, understanding the Quran, the concept of purity, and then the concept of keeping good company, etc. And then Khwaja Sahab used to teach a hadith and the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islamic values, Islamic teachings. But those who are ardent lovers, so-called, you know, that claim to love Khwaja Sahab, they do not even know about these teachings of Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz radiyallahu ta'ala. Yes, about the miracles, they know very well, oh, okay, this miracle he performed, Ana Sagar, and so on and so forth. So this is where we are lacking. Like, say, for example, Khwaja Sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when, as you have mentioned, he used to finish two Qurans a day, subhanAllah, one during the day and one khatam of the Quran during the night. As Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala used to do, he also used to do two khatam a day, subhanAllah. So these are our pious predecessors. They teach us what's the way forward. And Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went in pursuit of Islamic knowledge. For 5 years, he traveled to Samarkand and Bukhara. And then from there, he traveled on his way to Medina Munawwara. Then on his way, he met his Piro Murshid, Khwaja Usman Harwani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he became his disciple. So his life, his youth were spent in acquiring the knowledge of Islam and striving for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we see that enthusiasm in us, in ourselves? Are we driven by the same passion that Khwaja Sahab was driven by? If we are so inspired by Khwaja Sahab rahmatullahi ta'ala and we claim to love him, then these should be the focal points for us to look at, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Jazakallah, Mawlana Sahib. Just one last question before you leave, and last but not least, and that is, unfortunately, many people, we have heard them saying that, you know, we follow tariqat and not shariat. Like shariat is for the mulanas and tariqat is for the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do you have to say about this? Is this something right? That somebody says, I'm following the awliya of Allah. I don't need to perform salah. I don't need to, you know, keep fast. I don't need to give zakat. This wali will save me on a day of qiyamah. Having this kind of belief, having this kind of mindset, what do you have to say regarding this?
This is actually a thinking that is contrary to the Islamic philosophy and Islamic idea of, you know, following this beautiful deen of Islam. Why? Because Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz alayhi rahma, if you look at his teachings, Darul Arifin I'm referring to in particular, you will find that he discusses masail of tahara, masail of salah, you know, these are the masail of sharia. He's teaching his disciples sharia. So if they are not aware of it, they must go and look at those anecdotes of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, the way he discusses the laws of sharia, alhamdulillah. And sharia and tariqah, they're not different things, alhamdulillah. Sharia is everything. As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he has written a beautiful risala, which is, alhamdulillah, filled with the aqwal of awliya-i kiram, over 60 aqwal of awliya-i kiram, in support of the view that sharia is the way. Sharia is the way. Quran says sharia is the way. Alhamdulillah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. We all say ihdina sirat al-mustaqim 5 times a day, alhamdulillah, numerous times, at least 20 times in 20 rakats of fard salah in a day. right? Because Surah Fatiha is wajib. Without it, Salah is not valid. So we are, alhamdulillah, compelled to make this dua. And what it means, Sirat al-Mustaqim is the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Al-Hazrat has highlighted this fact in his Risala, alhamdulillah. So if this is the importance of Sharia, then if one thinks that, you know, awliya Allah, they, if we follow them, and then we don't have to follow Sharia. They followed Sharia, that's why they were where they were, alhamdulillah. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who's one of the greatest awliya, he was, alhamdulillah, the one who has come up with this school of thought, Hanafi school of thought. He has millions of followers, alhamdulillah, throughout the world. And he's a wali of Allah. And he is, alhamdulillah, a key player in the codification of Islamic law, of the Islamic Sharia, alhamdulillah. So yes, Sharia plays a vital role. Without Sharia, we are left without any guidance.
Subhanallah, Jazakallah, Jazakallah, Munasab. Very beautifully and very, in a very brief and concise manner, you have summarized everything for our viewers and our listeners. And alhamdulillah, the matter has been clear to them that, you know, Shariat and Tariqat are not two different things. Undoubtedly, you know, without Shariat, there is no way you can be on the path of Tariqat, as all of these pious awliya ikram, they were always, you know, consistent on the path of Sharia. Subhanallah. Jazakallah munasab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. May Allah grant you lots of barakah in your ilm, in your amal. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Dear viewers and listeners, that was our beloved Mulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, all the way from Sufi Nagar, Durban. And very beautifully, alhamdulillah, he has given us some beautiful words of wisdom, and very, you know, concisely he made it clear that Shariat and Tariqah, don't ever think that they are two different things. No. I mean, we have the beautiful lessons of Sarkar Ghaus-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We have the examples of Khaja Gharib Nawaz. Despite being on that station, that maqam, as I mentioned earlier, you would never find them leaving the salah. You would never find them slacking in the duties which are to be performed by Shariat. And you will never find them, you know, being lazy in terms of ibadat, in terms of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of fulfilling the commandments of the beloved and most noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, these personalities gave us the way forward. And they showed us, you know, this is how you need to be in order for you to go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you think that, you know, you will sideline Shariat and then you will try to find your way to Allah, by Allah, by Allah, by Allah, you will never ever be able to reach the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these are all the ahkam which are given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, who told you to establish salah? Who told you to pay zakat? Who told you to go for hajj? Who told you to respect your parents? Who is telling you to follow Sharia? It's Allah and His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how in the slightest possibility can you think that, you know, by disobeying Allah and His beloved Rasul, I will be closer to Allah and His beloved Rasul? It doesn't make sense at all. Yes, the more you obey them, the more closer you will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very beautiful hadith, which is also mentioned in Arba'in Nawawi and Mishkat Sharif as well. Very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, the summary of which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the say hadith Qudsi, that Allah ta'ala says that a person, you know, performs nawafil and he becomes close to me. Through his nawafil, he becomes close to me, and then he becomes close, and how close he becomes? He becomes so close that I become his eyes with which he sees. I become, subhanallah, I become his ears with which he hears. I become his hands with which he holds. I become his legs with which he walks. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the person performs nawafil, he's performing the fard, then he becomes close to me. So when Allah ta'ala is giving you the method and the criteria that when you perform the ibadat, when you worship Allah and His beloved Rasul, then you will be close to Allah, then how do you think it is possible to sideline these things and then reach the court of Allah? So make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the proper understanding understanding of deen, of the teachings of deen. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to always correctly act upon the teachings of Allah and His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Unfortunately, we are reaching the conclusion of today's episode, today's silsila, inshallah. One beautiful incident of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz I would keep in front of you. But before that, let's take a short break, inshallah, listen to some few Madani pearls, Madani flowers. And after this short break, as soon as we return, inshallah, one beautiful incident I will share with you, a very, very beautiful and heart-touching incident, and then towards the conclusion of today's episode. So please be with us just for these last few minutes after this short break. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
There are numerous blessings of reciting Salat and Salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, Allah Almighty shall send 10 mercies upon whoever recites Salat upon me once. Shaykh Abu Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi explains, mercy refers to bestowed gifts. In relation to this hadith, Allah continuously confers gifts upon a servant in this world and the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Qazi Abu Abdullah As-Sakaki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi adds, a single mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is better than the world and all that the world contains. What can be said of a person upon whom Allah sends 10 mercies? How many problems and calamities shall he distance from this person, and how many blessings shall the latter attain from them? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. A pious saint rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further adds, a single mercy bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient for a person for every single matter of the world and the hereafter. Now imagine the state of that person upon whom Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Mubarak. Welcome back to our beautiful episode in Silsila. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing the beautiful life of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. One beautiful incident I want to share, inshallah, one lesson we'll take from there. I mentioned earlier that Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz, subhanallah, when his Mubarak and blessed father passed away when he was at the age of 15, then he inherited an orchard. And this is the same orchard because of which, you know, he was blessed, I would say, with that high maqam and high station in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautifully, the incident goes such that once Sayyidina Khwaja Mu'inuddin Hassan Chishti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was watering the plants in his orchard. And a pious majzoob saint, a pious wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, entered the orchard. As soon as Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz saw that this glorious personality, this elder person, this respected personality has entered the beautiful orchard, he rahmatullahi ta'ala rushed towards him, leaving all the work aside. Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz kissed the beautiful hands of Sayyidina Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he made him sit with utmost respect under the shade of a tree. So Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz did not know who this person was, but because he was an elderly person, respected person, so he went quickly, made him sit down, made him comfortable, subhanallah, kissed his hands, and then Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz brought a bunch of fresh grapes and sat, you know, on his knees in front of this great personality. It means with utmost respect, he stood and he sat down in front of this great personality, subhanallah. So this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very impressed by this youngster. Look how wonderful this youngster is. Look how beautiful this youngster is. Huh? That he doesn't even know, but he showed me so much respect. And again, nigahe wali mein wo taaseer dekhi, badalti hazaaron ki taqdeer dekhi. A wali of Allah, it's just that one second. If that one second he spikes your heart and, you know, he likes something and he puts that spark in your heart, subhanAllah, you will see that spark will then turn into a flame, and inshallah, all your evil will then be burnt away, and then you will become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this great personality, Sayyidina Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was so
pleased with the action of Khaja Gharib Nawaz. Subhanallah, he took out a piece of an oil cake and then he chewed it and then he put it in the mouth of Sayyidina Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. As soon as Khaja Gharib Nawaz swallowed the piece of the oil cake, the state of his heart changed and he lost all the interest in the world. Then he sold his watermill, he sold the orchard, he sold all the goods, distributed all the money amongst the poor and the destitute, and then he became a traveler in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of acquiring Islamic knowledge. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So very beautiful lessons quickly I would run to which we can learn from this incident. Number one, Khaja Gharib Nawaz was a hard worker, alhamdulillah. He attained this orchard, and he was working in it. So hard work always pays off. Nobody should think that, you know, whenever I work hard, I'm not getting a fruit. Yes, maybe today you can't get, you are not seeing the fruit. But believe me, you, sometime down the line, in the near future, you will see the benefit of your hard work. Hard work always pays off. There can never ever be an example where a person does so much hard work, but there is no fruit. No, somewhere or the other, you will find the fruit, subhanallah, in the last tree, subhanallah. So this is, an example of hard work is Khaja Gharib Nawaz when he inherited this orchard, the watermill, whatever it was from his father, he worked hard and he worked in that orchard, subhanAllah. Number two, the second point, when that great personality came, Khaja Gharib Nawaz did not recognize him. He was a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a great personality, he's a majzoob wali, whatever the case was. But just because he was a great personality means an elderly person. Khaja Sahib left everything, went to him, kissed his hand, made him sit down, gave him things to eat, made him feel at home. This is mehman nawazi. This is hospitality. This is that quality which Khaja Gharib Nawaz is instilling in the hearts of everyone. That whether you know the person, you don't know the person, it's your duty to show respect to every Muslim. And if that person is an elderly person, the respect becomes more. If that person is your parents, the respect becomes more. If it's your murshid, the respect becomes more. So that respect has to be there always, irrespective of whether that person is, he knows you, he doesn't know you, he's a relative, whatever the case is, you need to show respect to everyone, because you do not know that the person you are showing respect to, maybe he makes dua in the court of Allah, dua is accepted, maybe his heart becomes pleased, Allah becomes pleased with you, maybe he does something which pleases Allah, and then you will become successful. You do not know who is a wali of Allah, you do not know whose duas will be accepted, you don't know who is better, you do not know who is close to Allah. So your duty is always to show the utmost respect towards all the Muslimin, particularly the elders, the respected, and your parents as well, inshallah. The third beautiful lesson which we learn is that a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as many people have said that when you come in the court of a alim deen, a scholar, then you must control your tongue. You can't say anything wrong because Munasa will correct you. When you come in the court of a wali, then you must control your heart because the wali has a gaze and he looks at your heart, subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is, the sight and the glance of a wali, subhanallah. So this is the beautiful, life of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. Undoubtedly this personality is so beautiful that the more we speak about him, the more we feel that we are not doing justice to his personality. But remember, take whatever we could learn from today's episode, today's silsila, and implement it in our lives, in our lifestyle. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah you lose everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. We hope to see you soon, inshallah. Keep us and the entire ummah in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance.